The light that shines through our windows is often clouded by the streaks that weather has left behind. As Delmarva Public Radio SAS George Merrill writes, it is only when they are cleaned away that we can see life more clearly.
Seeing clearly may create problems. Since recent cataract surgery, I see more clearly, but to my dismay, I now see how dirty the windows in our house have been. While not large, my house has 60 double windows. To complicate the matter, each window has a removable inset pane to serve as insulation. This means I need to clean inside and out 480 panes. Daunting, especially when I consider doing it myself. We had our windows professionally cleaned once. It cost about as much as the house. No more. Over the years, I've hosed outside windows, but never undertook to properly clean them inside and out. Dirty windows stood as a glaring judgment on my dereliction of duty as a homeowner. I decided to clean them. Well, some, anyway. I selected those where we spend most of the day, that is, the living room, dining room, and kitchen. We spend evenings in the den and nights in the bedroom, and, since it's dark then, I left these windows dirty, hidden under the cover of night. God created light first, Genesis reports, and windows admit the light. I think it was for our benefit that God created light, since I imagine God could have created the universe blindfolded. We associate joy, wisdom, candor, enlightenment, and creativity with light. Light is a frequent metaphor in communicating matters of the heart and spirit. We say things like lighthearted, seeing the light, or casting new light on the matter. Lighten up, we urge the downhearted, and Quakers say about prayers offered for others that they are holding those souls in the light. To date, we believe light travels faster than anything in the universe. Light's always moving. That's become my problem. Neither the Bible nor lofty metaphors told me how light's luminance, its heat, and especially its motion could totally trash a whole day's worth of window washing. I began cleaning the living room windows in the morning. By 3, I'd completed most. Pleased with myself, I replaced the insets into the window frames. For an hour, they looked great. The residual moisture trapped between the two panes, however, vaporized from the sun's heat, and my windows became as misty as bathroom mirrors after morning showers. I disassembled each window and set them to dry. The next afternoon, I reassembled them. The moisture was gone, but the late daylight showed streaks that were invisible to me in the morning. As the light moved, more streaks appeared. I was back to square one. Seeing things in a fresh light can mean more work. Changing light often highlights the accumulated dirt of community life, too, like those streaks and smudges that had once gathered around our social contracts. How African Americans were required to ride in the rear of buses. How women were denied voting rights. How gays were reckoned as ineligible for civil rights. And no provisions made for the disabled. Seen in a new light, we recognize that the windows of our social contracts needed some serious cleaning up. Cleaning old and tarnished windows is hard work. It requires vigilance. There has to be the will to tackle the task, and then a sharp eye to notice where the streaks and smudges still cling. The world seems heartening and much brighter, however, when seen through clean windows. George Merrill, On the Shore.